Peace and abundance always. Thank you for listening to the Spiritual Podcast with Peter Abundant. Fear is one of those things that often stops us in our tracks. It prevents us from doing many things. And there are situations where it is valid. It is understandable. It is, in fact, okay to not do something because there's a fear. Usually that is because the fear is connected to a clear and real danger. Fear should be related to danger. But unfortunately, that's not really the case for many of us. Most of us, in most of our lives, in most situations, we attach fear even though there isn't any danger to us, to our lives, to our, you know, situation, to who we are as people, to our spirit. But yet, we still attach fear to it. We still associate fear with doing certain things, and particularly things that we want to do. Why is that? We fear things we want to do. I want to just get straight to the point here and say this. When you have a fear or when you're scared to do something you wish to do, that is a clear indicator that when you do it, you will experience true fulfillment and happiness. When you consistently acknowledge fear, yet still do the thing that you wish to do in the presence of fear, you will be extremely fulfilled and happy. Continuously doing that throughout your entire life will produce a lifetime of fulfillment and happiness. Fear isn't the enemy. Fear isn't the thing that you wish you didn't have. In fact, fear is one of those reasons. It is a catalyst for fulfillment. Because if you didn't experience fear, if you didn't have to challenge yourself, push yourself, then there would be nothing to feel fulfilled about because you didn't overcome anything. You see, fear is one of those things that is placed within you. You place within yourself. Some situations happened when you were a kid and created a fear within you. But it is that thing that if it is present, it is because you need to overcome something. You have to challenge yourself and overcome something. And then once you do that, then you experience this euphoric feeling of I did it. Accomplishment, achievement, success. But if there is no fear and you do something, okay, yeah, you did it. You wanted to do it. There is some satisfaction to that. But to be fulfilled, to overflow with joy and happiness is because you challenge yourself. You see, it's easy to face other people's demons. It's easy to do things that other people find scary. That's not a problem. But to face up to your own demons, to face up to your own fear, that is the big accomplishment. That is the point of life. That is what we set out to do on the spiritual journey, is to face up to our own demons, our own fears, our own insecurities, our own, you know, feelings of inadequacy. So as you acknowledge your fears, as you think about the things that you want to do, and even as you push them aside to saying that I'm going to do this one day, we know that that one day may not happen. Tomorrow may not happen. The next hour from now may not happen for us. for you, for me. So now is the only time that counts. Now is the only thing that matters. You do it now, okay? Then on top of that, the fear factor of pushing it aside and saying to yourself, well, I'm going to challenge this. I'm going to do this one day, when there is no one day. There is only now. So you have to acknowledge that. Acknowledge the fear. Understand that the fear is a part of the process of fulfillment. It is not something that's separate. So we want to acknowledge the fear. We want to see that fear is part of this whole thing and not feel bad because we feel fear. I think many of us feel guilty. We feel shame. We shame ourselves for feeling scared. And the reason why is because we are comparing ourselves to others, right? We are looking at others. Other people aren't scared of what you are scared of or what we are scared of. And so you look at them thinking that they are just stronger than you, but they're not. They just have a different fear. They just have something different that they are scared of. So you have to acknowledge that. You have to acknowledge that you are fearful about a particular thing, and you have to go deeper into it. Dive deep into why you're fearful about it. Is it real? Is it a valid fear? Is it a fear that is actually connected with real danger? Because if it's not, then you get to play around and you get to say, okay, I know that this fear isn't rational. It doesn't make sense, but I still have it. So let me play with it. I can't play with something that's dangerous, right? And real, but I can play with something that is basically a figment of my imagination. So play with it, push it, challenge it. And then once you overcome that fear, whether it be in the slightest, meaning that, you know, you may do something that you're scared of, yet you may still fear it afterwards, but you are going to chip away at the fear. And then there will be something else that you may be fearful of. But as you continue to chip away at the fears, then you become more and more courageous. Then you become more and more fulfilled in life because you are continuously pushing yourself to expand, to evolve, to be the best version of you possible. So remember that if you are scared to do something that you want, that is a clear indicator that by doing it, you will create personal fulfillment and happiness. Peace and abundance always.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.